Put your hands together as we receive God's servant, Pastor Gideon. Put your hands. You to know that today is very prophetic. Your pastor just had a baby. Somebody's about to have a baby. Wow, wow, wow. I feel a prophetic anointing. How many people are carrying God's baby? Carrying a dream, carrying a prophecy, carrying something on the inside of you. Wow, lift your voice and give a shout. To tell somebody, I'm carrying something. I'm carrying something. Well, go to another three people and say, can you handle what I'm carrying? I'm carrying nations. I'm carrying visions. I'm carrying institutions. I'm carrying the purpose of God. Look at someone and I'm carrying something. So the angel of the Lord came to Mary. and said, Mary, you are going to carry something that is going to change the nations. There's somebody I came to preach to this evening. I came to announce to you, you are not just like every other person. Your womb can carry the purposes of God. Who is it I'm talking to? You are just not like any other person. God is about to release to you the destiny of nations. If you're the one I'm talking to, shout, I'm carrying something. So the angels came to Mary and said to Mary, rejoice. You know why? Joy prepares you for conception. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said joy prepares you for conception. Do you know how we get pregnant in the spirit? The angel said to Mary, rejoice. Do you know how we get pregnant in the spirit? Isaiah declared, sing, O barren. You know what that means? If you're barren, if there's any barrenness in any area of your life, when you start rejoicing, when you start dancing, when you start singing, you are about to get pregnant. You should be very sensitive, and you should understand that when you start singing and dancing, you are opening up your womb so that God can release his seed. That's why you don't criticize a worshiper. That's why you should never look down on a dancer or somebody who knows how to worship. There are some guys in this room, they are so mature, they've not moved from where they are. They are so cruel. They are looking at all of us and wondering what's wrong with us. They don't understand that we are trying to get pregnant. We are trying to... Ay, 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 ay. To change seats. If the person by your side is making you feel you're taking it too far, look at that person and say, I'm trying to get pregnant. I'm trying to get pregnant. I know the guys are finding that funny. How can a man carry a baby? You don't understand. I'm not talking about the natural baby. I'm talking about destiny. I'm talking about purpose. I'm talking about prophecy. Is there anybody that wants to push out your baby? So listen, the way we get pregnant is by rejoicing. And the way you get barren is by criticizing a worshiper. A woman saw her husband dancing, saw her husband worshiping before God, saw her husband expressing himself before God. And she said to David, look at you, see what you're doing, see how you're disgracing yourself. Listen to me, when I come into God's presence, I don't have any reputation. When I come into God's presence, my Mary Kay, my foundation, my Brazilian hair does not matter. My macho, my biceps does not matter. When I come into God's presence, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of God. Therefore, I prophesy that in these 20 days of glory, God will impregnate you with vision. I didn't hear your amen. God will impregnate you with purpose. I didn't hear your amen. God will impregnate you with destiny. Ah! Did you know the word of God is seed? The word of God is seed. That when we speak this word, it's called an incorruptible seed. Which means that word is powerful. How did Mary get pregnant? Ah! Some people don't understand the technology. Akuvala, she didn't sleep with Joseph. No. How did she get pregnant? Akuvala, the angel was speaking to her. And she said, how shall these things be? How will it happen? It defies chemistry and biology. How will it happen? And the angel looked at her and said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Which means when the Holy Ghost comes, somebody is about to get pregnant. But I really believe that what sealed that insemination was when Mary lifted up her hands and said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." Push. She got pregnant. Is there any 5 or 10 or 15 people who say, "Lord, be it unto me according to your word"? Every word released on this mountain, every prophetic word, be it unto me. Be it unto me. Shaka paraka. Open up your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Be it unto you, be it unto you, Lord. What you said you will do, you will do what you said. That is why you are called Jehovah. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. That is why you are called. And I said, "We just had a baby. The Lord just said to me, there is a birthing taking place in this room this evening." Did you hear what I said? Which means dreams are about to be birthed. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Isaiah 66 verse 9. I just sense it's going to be a prophetic meeting tonight. Maybe I'll teach a bit and we'll see where God will take us in the next 30 minutes. But listen to me. We are in God's divine theater room. Somebody's about to push out your baby. You're about to push out the call of God on your life. Can you read that with me? Shall I bring to the time of birth? Look at someone and say, "This is the time of birth." Or look at your neighbor and say, "This is my time to push." Which means, listen, when is the time of birth, you don't behave yourself. You push. Ayaka, some of you have never been pregnant. I know there's some married people here who understand. I said, when is time for birth, you don't think about your makeup. When is the time for birth? You have to position yourself. There's got to be something. It's a junction between life and death. Listen to me. Many of you here have prophecies over your life. You have things that has been spoken over your life. And Dukaba, the Lord said to tell you, this is the time of birth. This 20 days of glory is going to be different because you're going to push something out. I say you're going to push out your calling. I say you're going to push out your ministry. If you believe it, shall push. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery? Says the Lord. Shall I cause delivery? Shall I who cause delivery short of the womb? Says your God. Listen to me. At least two things are happening in this meeting. Some people are getting pregnant, some others are pushing out their baby. Whatever it is, in the next 3 minutes, forget the person by your side and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't behave yourself. Take your prophecy and push. Take the word of the Lord and push. no speaker, no complications. We push out the call of God. Iakata, 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 Iakata. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Raise up a generation, Makata, an apostolic and prophetic generation. Raise up a generation that will seek you all. Makaya kata kata, Oshikata. Come on, come on. Osheta, Osheta, Makata. Lift your hands everywhere. Ayaka, the power of God is in this room already. Lift your hands. Father, at the count of three, Lord, there are people that you want to impregnate with a vision. You want to give them dreams and visions in this room right now. There's someone you want to give an encounter. There's someone you want to, oh God, change their life forever. At the count of three, I'm going to ask everyone to shout push. And when you shout push, I hear in my spirit conception and delivery. Are you ready? The power of God is going to move. I'm going to ask ushers to be sensitive. Are you ready? Lift your hands. When I shout push, you lift a sound. One, kataba katakabaha. Two, pakataka pakata. Three, somebody shout push. If you're tired of where you are spiritually and you want to push out your next level of prayer life, your next level of the anointing, your next level of power, your next level of wisdom, are you ready? Lift your hands. The power of God is all around here in the overflow everywhere. At the count of three, shout push and help anybody around you in case they fall under the power. One, two, three, somebody shout push. Take it now.
Don't be distracted. Come on, in the name of Jesus. This is the time of birth. This is the time of birth. Ministries are being birthed. This is the time of birth. New levels of boldness. New levels of power. New levels. Wisdom. The Those of you in the choir, lift your hands. I hear the beating of a new sound. The beating of a new sound. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Those of you in the choir, at the count of three, I want you to shout push, because you're going to bet new sounds. New songs are coming out of you. Are you ready for it? Hold hands. Those of you in the choir, hold your hands together and lift your hands. Hold your hands together and lift your hands. Shatalabala. That power is everywhere right now. At the count of three, I want you to shout yes, Lord. And when you shout yes, Lord, there's going to be release of new sounds. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Shout yes, Lord. Take it now. That's the power. That's the power. That's the power. Take it now. That's the power. That's the power. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, kata la baskata. Oh jes kata la brakata. Oh jes kata baladaska. Oh shupa la daskata. Aya daskita. Parakata naba. 1 Timothy 1:18. Put it up there. Kopala kataskata ha. I hope nobody's missing out. I hope nobody's missing out. I hear in my spirit, divine encounters. Encounters with God is breaking out in this room. It will no more be just reserved for the pulpit. It will no more just reserved for Pastor Mavish. You too will walk in the power of God. Discharge. Listen, your destiny is not a suggestion. The call upon your life, of God upon your life, is not a suggestion. It is a charge. It's a command. You must receive the call of God on your life as a calling, as a charge, as a command, as an instruction. It's not a suggestion. Discharge. 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 Makapala daska. There is a commanded generation rising up in this room. A generation that will take their calling as a command. Hold it. We're going to walk with these scriptures. Because I sense there's a prayer anointing. So we just walk with this scripture. Listen, hear me. You are not permitted to joke with the call of God on your life. It is a command. You give commands to militants. You give commands to people who understand that this assignment must be carried out. You must change Nigeria. It is not a suggestion. You must change government. You must change the entertainment space, you must change the way church is done. It is not a suggestion. Hear me. David showed up at the battle and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He showed up and he got angry in the spirit. Listen to me. Makupalaka, the days of coming to church just to get blessed is over. These are the days where you come to church, Makipara, to receive your command. These are the days you come to church, Makatako, to come under military training and regimen. Somebody say yes, sir. So your yes, sir is civilian. Say yes, sir. You will fulfill the call of God upon your life. Shout yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Don't say it like a civilian. You will go to the nation. Shout yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Entertainment is waiting for you. Shout yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ayakata balakata. The educational space is waiting for you. Shout yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your family is waiting for you. Shout yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You are that generation that will see the greatest move of God, and you cannot do church as usual. You must come to church with a new mindset that there are territories to take, there are prophecies that must be fulfilled. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You didn't say that yes sir like you believe it. Prophecies have gone over you. Your history is too rich for you to mismanage your season. The history of the church in Nigeria is too rich for you to mess up what our fathers built. Moses brought us out of Egypt, but there's a Joshua generation that must enter Canaan, and they will not enter Canaan as civilians. Aso Rock is waiting for us. I didn't hear you say yes, sir. Kutabala naskatabaha. Teshibrakataha. Out of this house, out of the church, will come forth reality TV that will also hold a generation bound, but there will not be nudity. There will not, you didn't hear what I said. There's a bigger brother than Big Brother. Samuel, you can't be sleeping when Eli is sleeping. No, you can't. Two generations cannot be sleeping at the same time. You can allow Eli sleep. He has served his time. Samuel, you cannot sleep. No sleep tonight. Someone shout, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's a charge. It's a charge. It's a command. That you fulfill the call of God. That you fulfill your prophecy. At the count of three, shout that yes sir, and burst into tongues like the Father, and that the commander in chief himself has called you. Respond to his call. Respond to his assignment. Are you ready? Are you ready? Put up your hand for a salute. At the count of three, shout yes sir. I'm praying the Holy Ghost receive your command. 1, 2, 3, shout yes sir.
Yes sir.
Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Somebody shout, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you receive your marching order, you can't behave like every other Christian. You can't marry just anybody. Shout, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Not you, not you. Not you raised under this kind of word, raised under this atmosphere. No, you can't marry a guy that does not speak in the Holy Ghost. You can't marry a lady that does not understand intercession and prayer and how to be a mother. Nollywood, Hollywood is not your standard. The Holy Word is. Somebody shout, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We will create music, create entertainment, create comedy that is clean, pure, holy, and life transforming. Somebody shout, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We will not remove Jesus out of our lyrics. You didn't hear my, you didn't hear what I just said.
Yes, sir.
We will go to places where they say we can't enter. We will cause the damage and escape the danger. Somebody say, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Kagito pala kata kata. And brokoto para kata. Chisko pra kata kata. There's a holy anger rising in this place. There's a holy anger rising in this place. Kipala baskataha. Endurefa katara baskataha. Yes, katara palas kitala daskata. Suprea katara. Why do the heathens rage? And the people imagine the vain thing. The Lord will laugh at them in his, and put them to derision. I have set my son on my holy mount to answer me. And I'll give you the nations for your inheritance. And the ends of the earth for your possession. You want the 3 points for the night. This charge means you are a commanded generation, which means you are under command. You are militants. You are not a man, you are not a woman, you are a soldier. You didn't get that. Begin to live your Christian life from a place of I'm under command. You know why you cannot gossip and slander? You are under command to love. You didn't hear what I said. You are under, look at somebody say, I love you by force.
I love you by force.
You're not helping me, you're not helping me. Look at that person and say, I'm under command to love you. I'm under command to pray. Men ought always to pray. If you don't pray, you become a prey. It's a command. You don't have to feel like it. When you wake up tomorrow morning, Anikaka, let your spirit go ahead of your body. Wake up, barakata barakata. Cheskita labaha. Coming to church is not a suggestion. You are under command. Do not forsake the gathering of yourselves. From today, nobody will beg you to come to church again. Why? You are under command. You wake up every day and say, Lord, what is the assignment for today? Lord, how many souls today? Lord, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go today? Somebody say, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You don't have your own agenda any longer. Your five-year plan must be submitted to his eternal plan. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. Akupala dastika robashkata. From today I decree and I declare, you will run like a soldier. Amen. You will respond like a soldier. Amen. Before the Lord calls, you're already running towards his purpose. Amen. Somebody shout, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He said, this church, I commit to you. We are not just a commanded generation, we're a committed generation. Look at someone and say, I'm committed. You didn't hear me. Look at somebody and say, I'm so committed. You know, some people are just interested, they are not committed. Yeah. They are just interested. They are not committed. That's why you have to stand tonight. We're almost done. I have a couple of minutes. The time has come where we don't need interested believers. We need committed ones. Maluko pala katika tasha, Supriya kata. The time came, Jesus began to teach some deep things. Began to teach some things that was hard to swallow. How I know you've gone beyond just being interested is, can you follow when you don't understand? Jesus was teaching and said, eat my flesh, drink my blood. That sounded like, okay, calm down now. It never is like that. Maka, the season we have come into, there are some things God will ask you to do you don't understand. There was no promise that you follow just because you understand. No, you follow, then you will understand. We don't know to follow, we follow to know. Whoever comes to him must believe that he is. Our faith is not first in what he can do. Our faith is in who he is. If he doesn't do it, he's still who he is. You didn't hear me. If he doesn't do it, he's still who he is. Because our faith is built on who he is. Long after your prayer points are over, he's still God. He is not God because of your prayer points. Generation is rising who will worship him, committed to him because of who he is. When you don't understand, you must allow the spirit of commitment take you beyond your misunderstanding, because there are some things you will not understand. So when he was saying to them, pull down this temple and I'll build it in 3 days, they didn't understand, but they still followed. When he talked about deep things they didn't understand, they still followed. Listen, there are some things God wants to say to you your head cannot handle. It's your heart that can believe it. You must let your heart go ahead of your head. If you follow God with your head, you will never be able to go where he wants you to go. We follow God with our heart. You didn't hear what I said. Abraham, leave your father's house and go to the land I'll show you. Who does that? When you ask them now, where are you going to say, the land God will show me? What land is the land God will show me? It takes commitment. Look at someone and say, I'm committed. Shake the person and say, I'm committed. When you don't understand, you need to learn how to stay committed. Then Jesus asked them and said, are you offended by these things? Will you remain committed even when you're offended? I'm doing John chapter 6. That's why I don't want us to go there. It's a long way. Go and read John chapter 6, the last part of that. He said, are you offended? When people became offended by what Jesus was saying, You didn't get it. It is not only your pastor that people are offended at. Jesus too, people were offended at you. You don't understand fulfilling destiny if you want everybody to like you. That's why some of you, when you post a picture and nobody likes it, you go into depression. Because you like to be liked. There's a committed generation that will say, even though I am offended, even though Sister PC offended me, she doesn't have the power to take me out of the call. I will not leave church because Usher did not usher me well. Am I talking to a committed generation? I will not leave church because God has not answered my prayer. Someone say, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I will not leave church because they didn't give me microphone to sing. I've been backing up. Backing up. Am I sister back up? Look at someone and say, you don't have the power.
You don't have the power.
You don't hear me. Look at someone and say, you don't have the power. Look at someone and say, you never get the power to get me offended. Listen. 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 Offended. Off-ended. 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 When you give somebody the power to listen, when you stay offended, you are allowing somebody to take you off your end. You like that? Let me give you another one. Offense is an event. Offended is a decision. Offense is an event. The Bible says, get ready, offense will come. People will offend you. Even pastor will offend you. Offense is an event. But to stay offended is your decision. I refuse to be offended. You didn't hear me, Potter. I say, I refuse to be offended. Shake your head. Shut somebody and say, you know, get up. I refuse.
I refuse.
Let this house be a house of love. Where we give you forgiveness in advance. Before you offend, we already have forgiveness for you. You know what forgive means? Forgive, which means I've already prepared it to give to you. Forgive. You don't have to say, I'm sorry. I am a carrier of forgiveness. Come tomorrow. You have to look at someone and say, I'm committed.
I'm committed.
So we are a commanded generation and we are a committed generation. Our life is on the altar. We don't sneak out of the altar. We are a living sacrifice. That's really hard for God, you know. You're supposed to be dead, but you're a living sacrifice, which means even though you are living, you are dead. Part of what Jesus said to them when many people left, they were, first of all, they didn't understand what he was teaching, they were offended, and the thought was many people left. Jesus looked at his disciples and said, will you also leave? Will you stay committed when others leave? Look at someone and say, I'm staying here. You didn't hear what I said. I said, look at someone and say, I'm staying here. I'm following Jesus the rest of my life. Makapa, I didn't hear somebody declare to somebody, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I have found. Look at someone and say, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, they told you, you see, this is your church thing. Let's give you 3 months. Let's give you 3 years. They don't know what they have entered. Jesus said to the 12. Look at someone and say, I'm part of the 12. You're not helping me. Shake someone and say, I'm part of the 12.
I'm part of the 12.
Look at someone and say, when you leave, I'll still be here.
When you leave, I'll still
be following Jesus. I'll still be praying. I'll still be fasting. I'll still be giving. I'll still be a church addict. those who want to go, go. Let those who want to be one leg in the world and one church, they're just testing church. Now let them. Did you know these 12? Because they followed Jesus. Ah! Their name has eternal relevance. In heaven, there are pillars. The new Jerusalem that the name of these 12 people will be written on. They will sit around the throne of Jesus. Look at someone and say, I am committed.
I am committed.
Marry somebody that is not committed. When the brother says, I want to marry you, pull out a list and say, it's called my commitment list. Who is your pastor? Do you believe in Titan? Do you speak in tongues? Do you take communion? Yeah! Do you castigate pastors online? Do you also want to go with the next line? I have to finish. The next line. The next verse. Can we read that together? But Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You look at someone and say, where are they going now? Where are they going now? Look at someone, I'm not going anywhere. Say, we die here. Yeah. 3 years down the line, we'll still be here. 5 years down the line, we'll still be following Jesus. 10 years down the line, I'll meet you at an airport somewhere in Heathrow or somewhere in Australia. I say, Pastor Gideon, I'm still following. We will not give birth to children like kingdom influence and impact, and they will still be on fire, for God. You have the words. Your words are quantity and quality. Lift your hands. Miss tomorrow night. Don't miss tomorrow night. It's going to be something else. If you can fast and pray tomorrow, do it. Because there's going to be impartation. I says I'm going to be laying hands of us and as many people as possible. It's going to be a Holy Ghost party tomorrow night. I tell you, there's going to be an impartation. Look at someone and say, I'm under command. Look at somebody else and say, I'm committed. Look at somebody else and say, I am commanded. And I am committed. Put it anywhere anybody wants to hear. Put it on Instagram. Put it on your DP. Put it anywhere. And tell them, this one, I'm commanded and I'm committed. Somebody shout, yes, sir!
Yes, sir!
Shout, yes, sir!
Remember those days when I shout immortals, they say, sir.